Next, we're going to report on a Republican member of Congress who until recently seemed to have a safe race. Then Michelle Bachmann suggested Barack Obama and other lawmakers may be anti-American. And now she's in trouble against a Democratic challenger named Elwin Tinklenburg. NPR's David Wellner has more.
Things started heading downhill for Michelle Bachmann soon after she said on MSNBC's Hardball that she was very concerned Barack Obama, quote, may have anti-American views. To that, she added this.
I wish the American media would take a great look at the views of the people in Congress and find out, are they pro-America or anti-America? I think people would love to see an expose like that.
Michelle Bachmann has shot herself in the foot.
Lawrence Jacobs is director of political studies at the University of Minnesota's Humphrey Institute, which did a poll after Bachmann's remarks. It found she's now trailing her opponent by 2 percentage points, and that a fifth of her Republican base said they were now less likely to vote for her.
Now, you combine that with the fact that the Democrat, Elwin Tinklenburg, who was begging for money and not getting much, all of a sudden, like manna from heaven, had $1 million or more dropped in his lap and is now up running some pretty tough ads about her.
Bachmann responded to the drop in support for her with a TV ad that sought to reassure her constituents.
I may not always get my words right, but I know that my heart is right because my heart is for you, for your children, and for the blessings of liberty to remain for our great country.
Yesterday on Minnesota Public Radio, in her first debate with Tinklenburg since the controversy began, Bachmann refused to say whether she still thought the media should investigate anti-Americanism.
That is not an issue that's been a part of the campaign, and it's not a part of the campaign, and it's not what people are interested in. If they were, that's something we'd be talking about, but that isn't what people have been asking me about.
Democratic challenger Tinklenburg disagreed.
The idea that this is not an issue in the campaign is simply not credible. I mean, it's what's given this campaign a national interest.
Bill Nelson agrees. He's the former Republican mayor of Ham Lake, a city in the heart of Bachmann's congressional district. Nelson says Bachmann has done Tinklenburg an enormous favor.
He got a big boost here, you know, and her mistake was to go on that program. You know, once it's said, and you can't take the words back.
At the Ham Lake Golf Course, I find two middle-aged women differing on Bachmann's remarks. Judy Rome is a Democrat who voted for Bachmann 2 years ago, but won't this year. Her friend Patty, who did not give her last name, is a Republican who still backs Bachmann. Rome, the Democrat, speaks first.
How many other things is she thinking? And she said that out loud. I mean, you don't do that to another delegate.
She said anti-American. You thought that was so bad?
I thought that was horrible. I really thought that was horrible on her part. You don't think so?
Because I know that isn't what she said. I watched the interview. That isn't what she said.
And she did say that.
Both women say they'll help settle Michelle Bachmann's fate at the polls on Tuesday. David Wellner, NPR News, St. Paul, Minnesota.